From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says it successfully launched its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The U.S. Pacific Command said the rocket's flight duration was 37 minutes and it traveled more than 900 kilometers. Union of Concerned Scientists spokesman David Wright said its altitude may have reached more than 2,800 kilometers, able to reach Alaska on a normal trajectory.
And what you come up with, according to my calculations, is about 6,700 kilometers. Now, that's technically considered to be an intercontinental missile. The technical way people talk about an intercontinental range missile is anything over 5,500 kilometers.
The launch was denounced by Japanese and South Korean leaders. President Donald Trump urged China to end this nonsense once and for all. Beijing urged restraint. Hours earlier, China's U.N. ambassador, Liu Jiayi, warned further escalation of Korea tensions could get out of control.
And we certainly would like to see a de-escalation of tension, because if tension only goes up, and goes up only, then sooner or later it will get out of control.
He pressed for acceptance of China's suspension for suspension proposal, whereby the North suspends its nuclear missile testing, the U.S. and South Korea suspend their joint military exercises. The U.S. military has announced it carried out an airstrike Sunday in Somalia against suspected al-Shabaab militants, the Pentagon declining to provide immediate details until a full assessment is made. Fighting between troops and suspected Mai Mai militia has broken out in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, forcing suspension of operations at the Canada-run Bonro Corporation Namoya Gold Mine. This is VOA News.